This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Welcome to the Shaws of Sunset After Show on AfterBuzz TV. Tonight we're talking Season 8, Episode 9, The Shady Bunch. My name is Rivette Soro, and I have Amir Yosai with me. Hi, Amir.
Hi, love.
And Ashley Foltz. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, guys.
And Carla Contreras.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, so we have some people in the live chat. We're really excited about that. Tonight's episode, or this week's episode, a lot of drama. I feel like it could have brought a little bit more, but we'll get into all of it later. We have Tommy dealing with the aftermath of MJ's, you know, complicated pregnancy and childbirth, which I really didn't understand until this episode. So I was really happy they touched on that. Of course, we have the never-ending MJ versus Reza, and Reza's pretty much angry at everybody at this point. And then we also get to see Gigi go through her emergency surgery, which was really scary to watch, but I'm happy they shined a light on that. And of course, we have our special segment, Dudutella. If you are new here, we will explain it all later. And then we also have some news. Amir will get into the news for us. But first, I want to know your overall episodes for tonight. Your overall episodes? Hello? Your overall thoughts on this week's episode. Ashley, would you like to go first?
Yeah, for sure. I really enjoyed this week's episode. I thought there were so many different dynamics and so many things going on. We've never seen Reza get that emotional before. He really laid it all on the line tonight. I was crying. So that tells you how like deep invested I was into this episode. And then also we did get to see MJ and Tommy going through all this trauma postpartum. And it's difficult to watch and to see. And then also Gigi is suffering in a way too from her lost pregnancy, her miscarriage. So there's so much to unpack in this episode and lots to talk about.
Definitely.
Yeah. Carla, what did you think?
I agree with everything Ashley said. Literally, it was just it was a crazy emotional episode, especially because of Gigi, Tommy. There was actually nothing really too happy about this episode. All it was depressing from beginning to end. But I really felt for Reza. I'm glad he's finally taking responsibility for some of what happened, because he's literally been blaming everyone, but not really taking accountability for his own actions or Adam. So I'm glad that finally happened, that there's finally a resolution. No more like, you're either friends with me or you're friends with MJ. So I like that.
Yeah. Amir, what were your thoughts tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely piggyback off of what you guys said, but a scene that really stood out for me was when Shervin and Mike were trying to figure out how IVF works and fallopian tubes, and they didn't know where anything went.
Oh my God,
it was cracking me up. I was like, they did not listen in health class. Like, they don't know where anything goes. It was cracking me up. And then there was a funny, on Instagram, Gigi was commenting on Mike's page being like, it's hilarious that you don't know where anything goes. So I thought that was really funny. That was a good little scene. It was cute.
that was like a really fun moment. I love that scene too. Okay, now that we just like recapped our overall thoughts, I feel like I realized that a lot more happened in this episode than I initially maybe took in. I feel like it's because a lot of the storylines, like, they're already established, so we're just continuing on from the other weeks. I'm not sure why I expected something new and crazy to happen, but I don't know. I'm like, you know what? Actually, a lot did happen. So, okay, let's get into Tommy and MJ. So they're dealing with a lot this week. First, I'm not sure the order, but they go to therapy to cope with, you know, Tommy's feeling really down. Like he's having a hard time coping with the aftermath of MJ's, you know, complicated childbirth experience. And it sort of seems like MJ is just sort of like, go, go, go. To her, it's like not really like a big deal. Like she just kind of brushed past it. And then, you know, Tommy is really finding it hard to cope. So what did you guys think of that? Amir, if you want to start, Ashley.
Oh, sure. I will start. I want to start at the cheese plate that she made, because I thought that was really crazy. She just used a bunch of like cold cuts and just put it on the charcuterie board. And then the lawyer that came seemed a little 1-800-lawyer.com. So she seemed a little low rent. I was a little like, would they not get a better lawyer? So I don't mean to, you know, call this woman out. I'm sure she's a licensed, you know, ESQ, but Paulina, which confused me. I was like, wait, Paulina, Mike's girlfriend, is the lawyer? I got very confused. And then she showed up. And I love when she was just like, this is pretty serious. Like, you guys are kind of laughing and being like, maybe it'll work out. But like, until Reza does something, like this is intense. Like, y'all need to take this seriously. So I kind of thought like I initially thought Reza was just doing this as a power play, but the fact that he filed all the paperwork is quite alarming. Like, just let it go. Like, he didn't hurt you guys. He broke some pots. I get it was intimidation, but really, did you need to file paperwork? That seems a little extreme, but again, it's up to Reza.
I mean, it's so he's dealing with a civil and a criminal lawsuit, mm-hmm. and on top mm-hmm. of like just his wife almost just dying while giving birth, I feel like Tommy's going through a lot. But yeah, I agree about the lawyer. Like, it's just, I don't know, something felt off about that. Ashley, what did you think?
Okay, first of all, let me just say I was dying about the lawyer too. Although when she was talking, I was like, she kind of is the voice of reason and she seems like she knows everything she's talking about. So true. Maybe it's the thing of like, don't judge a book by its cover, because yeah. the whole thing was just throwing me off. Like, I was mm-hmm. not prepared for her at all. Mm-hmm. And then the other thing I'll say is I completely related to the MJ scene with Tommy. It is sort of traumatic, like going in the hospital and him not knowing if she's actually going to make it. When you see the photo of her, I thought it was traumatizing because she was hooked up to all the machines. So I can only imagine what he was thinking, especially because he already lost his mom at a young age. Mm-hmm, so I mm-hmm. felt for him so much through all that. And then, like you guys said, now he's dealing with a legal battle too. So he is dealing with some stuff, some really deep, dark mm-hmm. stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Going back to the therapy session, I think it really, like, I think that therapy session really sheds light on how everyone copes super differently. And I'm so glad that MJ was sitting in on the session, because it's so important for your partner to know how you cope. Because even mm-hmm. though she can sweep something under the rug like nothing and keep going, you know, not everyone is like that. And Tommy mm-hmm. needs her by his side. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is be insensitive, which it may seem that way when you're so strong and the other person's kind of having a hard time. So I thought it was a sweet moment. I'm glad that she was there being super supportive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I really like that too. I thought it was really sweet. And at first it seemed like she kind of didn't take that woman, like the therapist, seriously, because she seemed kind of young. But then like it seemed like she kind of opened her up. And it was, and I think MJ is also very open to therapy. She's been in the past. So I think that it's a good situation. She's not like a typical Persian that's like, I don't want to go to therapy. So it was, I think it's going to be good for their relationship.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, and I really like how the therapist took Tommy first and spoke mm-hmm. with him and mm-hmm. then brought in MJ just so she exactly. could like understand him before, you know, MJ was there sort of giving her side. But I mean, mm-hmm. he did explain like the last time he had to deal with something like this was when his mom died. So mm-hmm. bringing back all those memories, gosh. And then, you know, they flip to the lawyer stuff with the Reza. I mean, yes, Reza has every right to file whatever lawsuits he wants to. It's just, once again, it's so sad seeing like these year-long friendships, 30 plus years. I mean, I know Tommy hasn't been their friend for 30 plus years, but you know, he's married to MJ, just right. totally fall apart. And it does take a lot to go sit there and file paperwork and two lawsuits. Like, it's a lot. Like, Reza's, he's not playing around.
You know what I was going to say too? It kind of, to me, was just like, involving the police in your friend fights. You know what I mean? It's like if you and I got in a fight and then all of a sudden I'm like, mm-hmm. I'm calling the police. Like, I don't, like, there was, it just seems really over the top and so escalated and childish and immature and in a mm-hmm. really weird way.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
absolutely.
Super,
yeah.
I thought it was super crazy that anything past $400, like, $400 covers nothing. So I was really yeah. surprised to learn about that. I think even MJ realized it, like, who has anything that is worth less than $400? So that really sucks if this really drags out in the long run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Definitely. I have a lot of things under $400, but you know, that's me. That's I'm not on Bravo.
No, same, but if you're going to like destroy someone's property, true. Something true. It's gonna be more than $400. No yeah. matter what, it's gonna definitely. Be more than $400.
Amen to that. It's crazy. That's very true. Very
so,
true.
Reza is like pretty much mad at everybody. Well, when this episode starts, he's just not having it. I mean, he blocked Nima, I think, and mm-hmm. Mike off his phone, off all social media. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just think it's just a classic. Like, everyone's telling you what you need to hear and what, like, you don't necessarily want to hear it. But I feel like they were being good friends and sort of trying their best not to pick sides, whereas he wanted them to totally be on his side, which is not fair to ask. Carla, what did mm-hmm. you think?
I think it's like, it's more, I think he's like kind of misdirecting his anger really. And at the same time, he kind of keeps mm-hmm. mentioning like, I feel so alone. He's obviously not going to bash his husband on national TV to the people to the friends who are kind of telling him like what's really going on, kind of being like super honest with him. So I can see why he feels super alone and angry, but I just don't think it's really at Mike or Shervin or Nima, you know? I think it's just misdirecting. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Ashley, what did you think of that?
I mean, the whole thing was just so emotional. I was crying because I felt like just so bad for the entire situation. I thought that Reza definitely, he should be upset. He should be mostly upset with Adam. You know, that's mm-hmm. what we've been saying all along. And it is coming out and manifesting in different ways and how it's presented. The blocking thing had me completely thrown off when Mike was like, he blocked me on Instagram. I was like, wait, what did we miss? How did we get here? It seems so crazy. They were just buddies last week in Arizona, you know? So it's like, obviously time is passing and we're not knowing how much time and what's really going on behind the scenes. But then I was so happy when they all came together and they were able to like actually talk it out. I thought for a minute they were just going to scream over each other and it was going to be another ridiculous blown out of like proportion fight. Right. So I was yeah. really, really happy they listened. Mike, this season, you guys, Mike, he has a good head on his shoulders. Like, I don't understand what's happening. Yeah. Yeah.
He really does.
Amir, were you surprised when Reza went and blocked all the boys on social media?
I want to say I wasn't, but I've done that before. And then I've had to go to like a dinner party with the people I blocked. So I think it's like a Persian thing. I don't know if it's like a Persian thing or it's like a child. It's very childish, obviously, but it's a way to like I've unfollowed people. I've deleted numbers and they text me and I'm like, who is this? And they're like, Amir, really? And so it's like a thing that I think when you're being a little emotionally childish, you tend to do. And I think he wanted to make a statement. He's like, listen, when you guys told me that stuff on the bus or like the party bus, I didn't like what you said. And I stormed out, but I'm going to take it a step further and I'm going to block, you know, Nima, I understood. I didn't really understand blocking Mike because I felt like Mike has been pretty like, you know, Switzerland neutral. The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been very neutral, but like Nima brought MJ, created the fire, the hoopla. He created a lot of issues, but it just goes back to his $25,000 teeth. I think he gets away with a lot because he just smiles those pearly whites and gets away with it because he's been the most shady this whole season, in my opinion. Like he's getting involved. He's like saying things behind people's back. So I don't know. I'm not really mm-hmm. feeling Nima's approach. So I don't think Reza was wrong to block them. I think he didn't need to come and visit Gigi after blocking all of them. Like he could have just been a little more mature or like acknowledged it or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I understand. Like blocking is like really extreme. Like you have to I have to be very upset. Pro tip. If you ever want to not see anybody's stuff, just mute them. Mute their stories mm-hmm. and mute their posts. And then you don't have to upset yourself. True. And they don't have to be upset that you blocked them. So
that's very true, like Rebecca.
That's what I do.
Muting is new. But you guys, muting is like only a year old. So what did you do before them? You had to block them.
When this happened, Reza was able to mute them. He chose to block them.
Yeah.
You know what? Another pro tip. Let me tell you one more pro tip. So what you do is you block and then you unblock. So what happens is that you lose the follower and you don't have to see them, but they don't know you blocked them.
Oh, it just looks like you
don't
followed.
Have to do that anymore.
Yeah.
You can just go to your follower list and press X. So you don't have to block and unblock them anymore. we can go on all day. Maybe we can get Reza. we can get Reza on the show and like just help him out. Like, yes. Let's help you step up your Instagram game.
Yes, Reza. We will help Reza. I'm working on it. We're going to get Reza here, hopefully. I'm working on it.
Can't wait. All right, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we have to thank you for making AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We could not be here without you. And thank you for supporting us through this quarantine. We're all staying home and trying to be safe and healthy, and I hope you are too. If you're watching on YouTube, give us a thumbs up and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, give us 5 stars. And guys, we got our first rating for this season. Yay! This week. I'm so excited. So this rating comes from Lamine428. And they say, I've known about AfterBuzz for a while, but I only listened to it for the scripted show. I've been a huge fan of Shaw's since season 1 and haven't found a community for the show until now. This podcast gets it. I can tell they are really huge fans of the show, and I love tuning in to hear their take on things.
Yes, honey. Ooh, yes. I love it. Thank you so much for the review.
We love that. Yes. That's very sweet. That's very, very sweet.
We love it. We can do this because of you guys. So we really appreciate when you get involved. And I think yes. Amir has some comments from YouTube that he handpicked last week.
I do. So let me read those. We have some really good ones. So let me read. Okay, so Macy and Gigi, they said Ali is everything right now. And then it was like the, you know, manicure emoji. Get on track, guys. Mm-hmm. Destiny is out. Fire emoji. People don't like that you don't get it. And MJ and Reza are already good. Parentheses on the down low. So I don't know if this Macy and Gigi person has some inside hot take, but she is saying that this is all fake for the cameras.
What? Ooh. Oh my God.
I don't know where she got that from, or he got that from, or they got that from, because the fact is they have ripped each other to shreds on Instagram. So I don't really know if that's true. But we love your hot take. And then
we love it.
We love it. We're here for it. And then Tiffany S wrote us like such a love letter, said, hi, I recently found your channel and this is my first show I've watched of you guys. I've been a Shaw's fan from day one. In general, I think people just glance over Reza's past behavior and should call out his hypocrisy more often. Season after season, he told people's personal business of the world, very true, and inserted himself in other people's relationships. Now that's being done to him, he can't handle it. So it's very true. And unfortunately, sometimes the people that can dish it can't take it. I am one of those people. So I relate to her. I relate to Reza very much. And then we have one last one. Rella S said, I agree with Mike on this. None of this would have been an issue if Adam wasn't inappropriate in the first place. I think Reza overreacted because he knew they were right. Which makes sense. You got to defend your husband. And listen, they, you know, and Reza admitted this episode, he cried. He said, we were about to get divorced. So, like, you know, I kind of feel for him in some respect.
Yeah.
But thank you definitely. All. Keep commenting. We want to hear from you. We love you guys. And
exactly. Yeah. And we love, like, the different opinions, especially on a show like this, which is yes. so controversial. And people just have different opinions. And it makes it fun to talk about. So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Definitely.
Yes, it does. Oh, right. And they don't like when we agree with everything. We learned that the hard way with our interview yeah. with Mike. If we agree too much, they were not happy.
I still liked Mike. I liked what he said in that interview. Sorry, don't kill me. All right.
Anyway.
So we have to move on, guys. So Gigi has emergency yes, surgery. Yes. Okay, this was so scary. This is the part where like I was crying because I'm like, what the heck happened? She went to Reiki. I think it was her and Sara went to Reiki. Mm-hmm. Apparently, mm-hmm. yeah, they were in the car or she was going home and like she had stomach pains and had to be rushed to the hospital. Ooh, got her crazy. Fallopian tubes removed. It was so crazy. Ooh. Amir, what was your reaction?
Okay, so I had to Google fallopian tubes because, girl, I forgot that health class stuff. So basically, what happens, I think the egg gets fertilized and then it goes up into the fallopian mm-hmm. tube. So I think what happened is it got stuck. I've heard a lot of stuff about Reiki being bad energy. So I don't know if the Reiki did something or, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, whatever. I'm not going to have a conspiracy theory. But I think what ended up happening was yeah. I think her body rejected the baby. And it really broke my heart. Not that that happened as much as her saying that it was karma for what she'd done. That really hurt me. That really broke my heart because I think a lot of times when bad things happen to us, we think like, what have I done in the past? And yeah. yes, she drank a lot and smoked and whatever, maybe might have had an abortion, who knows? But I don't think anyone deserves that. It really broke my heart when she kept saying that. I was like, girl, like, nobody's thinking that. I wasn't thinking that, at least. I really felt for her. And I love her parents. They came to her side. They're so amazing. And they've been so supportive in her wanting to have a baby alone. It speaks volumes to the people they are. So I think it was all around a really sad story, but also very heartwarming. The way that, you know, Gigi's like, she kind of grew up in front of our eyes in some ways.
Totally. Yeah. I have seasons. To say, like, I was just like shocked about the whole thing. And mm-hmm. then, like you were just saying, Amir, she basically hints the entire episode that she has had abortions, plural, mm-hmm. because she talks yeah. about this crazy sort of lifestyle and taking advantage. And she doesn't come mm-hmm. right out and say it. And I'm like, this is the second person this season that apparently has had abortions, which is such a controversial topic. I was shocked that mm-hmm. she would even go there and put that out there. It's not like someone mm-hmm. else, like Reza, aired the dirty laundry like he did for MJ and put it out there. She's doing yeah. this to herself. And mm-hmm. I wonder how it's all gonna like shake out, and if she's already gotten such backlash, you know, on Instagram or on other platforms, because so many people are against abortion, and I'm just mm-hmm. wondering if they're gonna come for her.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good point, definitely. Ashley. That's a really good point, because I didn't even think about it that way. I was thinking more the Middle Eastern route. I was thinking, like, I wonder if any of her parents, friends are gonna be like, you've had an abortion, or you've maybe taken the Plan B pill. I couldn't quite tell what she was referencing, but you're right. I'm going to actually, after this, I'll go and check her Instagram and Twitter and see if people have kind of come for her in some way. We'll get back to you guys about that. It's a really good point you brought up.
I really felt for her. Like when she, like, mm-hmm. like you said, like, I really felt for her and she was like blaming herself. I think like sometimes mm-hmm. you can be in such a dark place or you can be really hurting, and blaming yourself is definitely not like the best thing to do, but you know, we all mm-hmm. do it, and it's so yeah. hard. So I really felt for her, but I'm glad to know that she's pregnant now. I hope we kind of get to see her get re-implanted. Is that inseminated? What's the right word? I hope we get to see that, because we know that now she's pregnant and she's super big and about to pop any moment. So I want to see that play out for sure.
Yeah,
definitely. I agree, piggybacking off what everyone said. I mean, just seeing her sort of blame herself. And I think, I don't know, like, not to make this about religion, like, I'm Catholic. I grew up Catholic, and there's this thing that's called like Catholic guilt. And I know like they're not Catholic, but I don't know if it's like a religious thing or a cultural thing. I'm also Middle Eastern. So I, you know, I tend to think that way sometimes too. If something bad happens, I'm just like, oh, well, this is my karma for doing that. Like, and it's, really though. And it's so sad because yes, she didn't flat out say I've had abortions, but she was definitely, you know, it seemed alluding. Like that's what she was saying. Yeah. She was alluding to the fact that probably has happened. And yeah, Ashley, I really am curious to see what people are saying online, because, I mean, especially, you know, a lot of Middle Eastern people watch the show. A lot of Middle Eastern people, whether they're, you know, Christian, Muslim, or Jewish, are anti-abortion, like anti-abortion. So
absolutely.
It's huge. I'm really happy they're touching on this, though, mm-hmm. in this season. I think they're opening up in a way that we never would have expected, and it's really respectable, I think.
I really respect it.
Yeah, me too.
I really respect it. It's kind of amazing. Yeah. And what Rebecca brought up about religion, I'm Muslim, and I know people that have had abortions and have hid it from their parents. They've gotten like kind of dangerous abortions. Like, and I think bringing to light, a lot of Middle Eastern people, Rebecca knows as well, they don't talk about stuff openly. Like, oh, that's inappropriate. Mm-hmm. Don't bring it up. And that's what I love about the show. They kind of push the envelope and mm-hmm. they really have these conversations. And this season, more than any other, we're not seeing as much partying. We're seeing a lot of interpersonal growth, and I'm kind of here for it. And I know for Gigi, like, she wears like a religious necklace, a gold necklace with you know, Arabic and Quran on it. So she's quite, she might not be religious, but she's spiritual. So even opening up, I'm sure she had a lot of guilt and shame about it. So I respect our girl. I think she's come a long way. And people in the chat, in the live chat, Jean Walsam is saying Gigi's pregnancy is heartbreaking. And we agree. We agree. Yes. This is all very sad to see, but it's amazing that we get a happy ending without having to wait, because we already know, you know, she's gonna have a baby, so that's good.
Yes, I'm so happy that we know now she's about to give birth, because it makes it easier, like, okay girl, this is just part of your journey, like, you know, you're gonna have your happy ending. So I'm glad that we know that.
Absolutely.
And I also love that all the friends came to support her, and Destiny came in her little slutty nurse costume.
I love it.
When did she change? When does anyone know when she changed? Because she put her bag down and then she was in a nurse's outfit.
It was under the coat.
It was under the
okay, okay. I was like, I literally looked down at my phone and I looked up and she was fully decked out. And I was like, what? Okay.
I thought it was so good. Cute, and she took care of her, and they were all, and the fact that they all like came together. Like I was saying before, with Reza opening up, and they were all just there. You guys were just saying this too. They're all growing up before our eyes, and I think this is one of those shows. You know how shows get really tired and boring, especially they're on 8 seasons now. They're growing with us. It's like, you know, you can't stay at age 18 partying forever, and then we were the original viewers, and now we're all 30. Like, you got to grow with us. So the fact that they're doing that, you know, is just going to make us like long-term fans and stay with them forever.
Wow, that's really well said.
So true.
That aged us. Ashley aged us.
They're aging with us.
They're relatable. We can still relate to them. I'm not going to relate to like an 18-year-old partying in Vegas every day. Like,
definitely not.
I can't watch Teen Mom.
When did her and Sherbin make up? I was so confused because weren't they like enemies? And he just showed up to her house. I was like, is this going to go well? I don't know. I didn't know what was going on. It was weird.
Said, the last time I talked to Gigi, she said, how much is it going to take for you to keep my name out of your mouth? And then he showed up at her house.
Yeah.
I love Persians. I love, and you know what? So fun little teaser. We're having Sherbin on next week as a guest. So we can ask him. So we can ask him and it's going to be great. And I'm curious as to what he's going to say. But I honestly think reading into it, being a Persian myself, I think we're a very forgiving bunch and we're also grudge holders. So we'll plan your wedding and then we'll slash your tires the next week. Like there's no in between. And I think that these cast members is no different. So I think with Sherbin, he was like, you know what? You know, she lost her baby and I'm just going to just get over it. Like, what were we even fighting about? I don't even remember what were they fighting about. I'm confused.
The ex-husband.
Shalom. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Wasn't it? Well, he still made I don't know.
I thought they were talking about that he started a CBD company and she also had one, so she felt betrayed.
Maybe that's it.
But Mike did the same thing. Mike started a CBD company. And I guess maybe Mike and her are closer, but she said that Sherbin was like her brother.
Yeah.
When we interviewed Mike, he told us that she was like, about it, but he said there's enough CBD to go around. Everybody wants CBD. You can all be successful.
You can all do it. You can all do it together. But I think that she also losing the baby, maybe some of the petty stuff. Like, I think at one point she said, like, it all matter. Like, even Destiny, because she was mad at Destiny, right? About, again, Sarah's brother, that whole thing. So she seemed to, like, get over that as well. And another teaser, we're having Sarah's brother on the show as well, so we'll have Sherbin and Sam. So
Sam's
it's gonna be a fun
DMing
show next
you
week.
Too, right? We went to Seattle to Sam.
Hi Sam. I saw that he's following you, so I was like, okay, he's real.
Yeah, I know. I was like, are you real? Send me proof. And he's like, yes, I'll come on the show. And I was like, okay.
Okay, great. So that's good. Okay, so that's
that
awesome. We'll have both of them on. It'll be great.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Gigi did say. I wrote it down. She said she wants her friends to realize their problems are, you know, pretty small and petty compared to like other problems in the world. So I think it's like almost like a blessing in disguise, because that was the thing that, you know, to get everybody together. And of course, Mike and Reza, like they were, you know, arguing, but eventually they came together and Reza said he's going to text MJ an apology.
Yeah.
I'm waiting. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm so excited. I hope he does.
Do you think he's going to do it, Ashley? Or do you think, like, the way they kind of cut it, it seemed like at that point, MJ was like, I'm never going to talk to him again. I think Paulina really poisoned the well. Paulina, the lawyer.
Yeah, so I know. Obviously, I don't think you can get past it right now if he's not dropping the lawsuit. But that was my initial thought. Maybe he actually is going to drop this lawsuit and then try to mend fences and move on and whatever else. Okay. Otherwise, you're right. You can't. You can't, like, just be like, oh, sure, we're fine. And see you in court next month.
I think, is there going to be core? Like, is there actually core, or is it just like stay away? Oh,
no, okay. He has a like criminal case and a civil case. Yeah, there's going to be court.
There could be jail time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. But I mean, are we, Tommy looks like he's been in jail. Is that just,
oh my God.
I think he'll be fine in jail, but that's just
either here or there. That's not the point.
I know. I absolutely understand. I all jokes aside, I feel for them. I don't want MJ to come for me. Like, I love her. I feel for them. But I wanted to ask you guys one quick question before we move on from Gigi. Did you guys feel like sometimes, does it ever annoy you when you have a problem with someone and then someone else is like going through something that's maybe like a more aggressive, like losing their child, and they're like, having a miscarriage, and they're like, well, your problems are not real. Like, is that frustrating? Do you guys ever get frustrated? Or would you be like, okay, that's cool? Because if I was Reza and I was that upset at Mike and Nima, and someone was like, well, I'm going through a harder time, get over it, I think I would be triggered. So I was surprised that he wasn't.
I just think it invalidates someone's feeling and experience, you know, like, I think everyone's feelings are always valid. Like, we could be like, we hate being quarantined, and there's people out there that are quarantined and starving and have no money or food, but that doesn't take away from the fact that for some people, this may be really hard. Like, you don't know what someone's home life is like. You don't know like what mental stuff they're dealing with. So it's just, I don't like when people do that.
It's
like,
all relative. You're right.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, that's good. I wasn't alone in that. I kind of felt bad. I was like, am I being overtly sensitive? But okay, that's good. Great.
No, I agree. And like, it happens, I feel like, in friends, in friend groups all the time, where it's like, you think like, oh, well, my problems are so much worse than yours. But that's not like a good mentality to have. Because even though right now my thing might be like a little bit bigger, if we're, you know, measuring on a scale, it doesn't make your feelings invalid, like Carla was saying. Everyone's feelings are valid. And, you know, Reza was about to go through a divorce. Like, he's, you know, that's his life.
I think she was using her magnitude of problems to minimize and say, you guys, we can all overcome this and, like, grow ahead and get along. So I think she was coming from a good place, not trying to be, like, invalidating their feelings, but at the same time, it did come across that way. You're right. Minimizing
a little bit, especially because if it was like her that was fighting with someone, she would have like tackled them, which she has. So like, I just, and I'm not trying to bring up her past, because I know she's gotten past it somewhat, but I think that like, it's kind of like when on The Real Housewives, and they all get together and they're like, we're going to forgive each other. And then like a week later, the like drama ensues. So I wonder with them, like, how long is this like kind of kumbaya going to last? We'll just have to wait and watch and see.
Yeah.
Am I the only one that thought it was a little weird that in the middle of like healing and being in pain, she wants to have like this big old serious discussion with people where like might get heated and like people start fighting? I'm like, girl, shouldn't you be like in bed by yourself relaxing? I thought the timing was, I don't know.
It was.
She couldn't even get up. She
couldn't even get off the couch. Yeah, she couldn't get off the couch, but she's like, all right, like, fix your problems. I'd be like, get out. I don't
want to
talk
about it. Get out. I can't deal with it. Can I say something kind of controversial? Do you guys think that there's, I mean, I'm going to ask Shervin this too, but do you think there's any possibility that maybe on some level, Gigi saw him more than a friend? I don't know. I feel like there's, I always feel like there was something between them. Like, even the way that Gigi got involved with her, with his ex, and was like, he's cheating on you, like, got really involved. It seemed beyond just like a friendship concern. It just seemed like she might like him. I don't know.
Interesting. I've never thought about that, but I mean, I wouldn't put it past it. I mean, Shervin, I was thinking this episode, Shervin is a good looking guy.
He's great.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So good. He's so hot, and he's there for like Destiny, and he's there for Nima, and you know, like, and something about him, he seems easy to be around. And even his ex-girlfriend, I thought she was so wonderful. And I like the people that he dates are seem wonderful. I don't know, like, something about him, he could take care of Gigi, and he can deal with her ups and downs. Yeah. And even forgiving her, like, you know, if someone didn't talk to me for 6 months, I don't know if I would go there with like a box of cookies for them. I don't know. Like, but he did. So I don't know. It's just a hot take.
Yeah. No, I love Shervin too. He's actually one of my favorite, even though he's not like on, you know, the A-list of characters. I think he has like the alpha maleness of like Mike, but like the softness of someone like Adam too. And I think it's a good mixture. He has a good vibe about him. I'm glad we can all agree.
Yeah, I like his vibe, honey. I'm feeling the vibe.
He's a good vibe. All right, so Yeah.
No, sorry, go right ahead.
No, go finish. Finish your thought.
Say he's an alpha without being a douche, basically.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Exactly.
Yes!
That's what we need.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of man we like.
Oh yeah, our Dudutella.
Dudutella time.
Dudutella. Woo! If you are new here, Dudutella is our special segment. If you know what it means, comment down below. I'll give you a second. 3, 2, 1. Dudutella means golden penis. Okay. Yes! So basically we highlight the character who we thought was maybe kind of a douchebag this episode, a little bit of a dick, you know? So who wants to go first?
I'll go first, but I tell you, I don't have one because I felt like everyone in this episode was really good and heartfelt and authentic, and everyone was super nice and supportive, and they all came together. There was kumbaya. I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying.
That's a great answer.
It's very sweet, actually. We love her. She's like sunshine on this rainy night.
She is. Yes, she really is.
She's trying to make us look bad. I don't want to answer now.
That's okay, Carla. Me and you.
Don't worry.
Listen, I'm shady, and you have that pulled back ballerina. Go with it.
Okay. Well, my person, okay, I don't think she's like always like a douchebag or like an a-hole, but I think I'm gonna choose MJ just because I didn't like when they were talking with the lawyer Paulina that she was downplaying what Tommy did and being so like kind of naive about the severity of the situation. Like, that kind of bothers me. Like, maybe he didn't do it with like awful intentions, but what happened still isn't okay, and you need to be like a little more aware of how serious it is and like that it's really a felt. Serious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Agreed.
That makes sense. Amir.
Should I go? Okay. I didn't know if Rebat was dying to tell us or do to tell. No. I can tell. I can go. I'll do it. I'm ready. Okay. I just want to say quickly, Gene Waltham and the live and Gigi would be such a cute couple, and I agree. So we'll have to see. Maybe he'll be like at least doing some babysitting duty, and then maybe they'll fall in love. Who knows? We'll have to wait. I can't wait. My Dudutella is Miss Destiny. I love her so much, but that nurse's outfit, honey, that was the Dudutella. She needs to go to a higher end sex shop. She did not go to Hustlers. She went to somewhere in Encino and bought that, and it was trashy, and it needs to go.
Miss on Prime.
I know, right? It was very Amazon Prime, and it was still wrinkly. I'm like, girl, you gotta get your assistant Rose to, you know, whatever.
Steam it out.
Yeah. Iron it out. But I love Destiny, and don't come for me. I just followed you on Instagram. Love you.
I feel like that was an old like Halloween costume.
It was definitely
when she was 22. My Dudutella crown goes to Paulina the lawyer. I didn't get a good vibe.
Rivette, I almost said that.
Oh my
I'm
god.
I'm glad because yes, everything she said was factual and correct, but I'm like a vibey person. I just like she wasn't warm and welcoming to me. And red flag, I don't know if she knew Tommy beforehand. It seemed like they were friends or something. Mm-hmm. When she came in, she hugged Tommy, but she shook MJ's hand, and I didn't really like that.
Ooh,
so yes. I noticed things the like shade. That. So
that was a little shady. And the way
that's,
she
that's
was
the crazy
sitting
girl
too.
In me.
No, it was smart, Rebecca. It was the way she was sitting,
everything.
Too.
Yeah, the way like, she was sitting, I couldn't.
No, something. And then she had the tan bra. Like, I know, again, she's a lawyer. She spoke, it was great. But she was wearing a black suit with a tan bra. I was like, girl, we can't be doing
that. We're dragging her.
Red flag.
Poor Paulina. Flag. Everywhere,
okay.
Red flag.
Before we get too into this, Amir, you have some news for us this week.
I do. So usually my news is so shady. This week it's all about positivity, which feels like a new coat for me to put on, but it's fine. I'm going to lean into it and go with it. So Gigi posted a really, really sweet photo. If you have a chance, you can go on her page, Gigi Golnessa, on Instagram. And she posted this really cute 3D photo of her baby. Such a cute little face, like a perfect little nose, adorable as ever. And on this like very rainy, wet day being quarantined, it was a very sweet photo and it really kind of gave me life. So I hope her baby comes out happy and healthy, and I can't wait, you know, for Elijah to run around, and we can maybe see Gigi being maternal. Like, she's very maternal, it seems, with people that are not the main cast. Some of her friends that are checking on her and the ones that are kind of secondary characters, she's so loving with them. And even the way she interacts with Sarah is very loving. She almost treats her like a sister and is very, like, comforting with her. And I don't know, something about Gigi as a mom is really giving me life. And then I also think her being a mom is going to bring MJ in, because MJ had said in an interview they would probably do play dates. Because MJ right now is on an island. So I think we need to bring her more into the group, and hopefully that'll help. And then quarantine news, everyone's doing these crazy haircuts and new dye jobs. So of course, Sarah's jumping on that bandwagon, honey. And she's asking her fans if she should... Shady! I got a little shady! Sorry. Me and Rivette talked before, and I was like, I'm trying not to be shady, and it still was shady. Oh, so sorry, Sarah. I love you. But she asked her fans if she should go brunette and ditch the blonde. I think she looks... I mean, she's a very beautiful girl, don't get me wrong. I just don't know if she 100% fits into this group. That's more my problem. And sometimes if you're a square peg trying to fit into, you know, a round hole, it just doesn't work. And I just worry about her kind of trying to fit herself into this group. But yeah, go brunette girl. I'm fine with it. So let us know what you think, if you care. Sarah's going brunette. So we'll have to wait and see what happens with that. Maybe it's a new look for her.
We'll see.
I really tried not to be shady. I was positive, and then we took a left turn, so I apologize.
No, you were great. It was perfect.
Shady selves.
I loved it. Jean, I just had noticed this comment. Jean says, I just can't thank all of you enough for the excellent, enjoyable content week after week, and especially during this surreal time. Thank you, Jean. We're here for you.
We love
Jean. Thank you for tuning in. We need to get into our predictions, though.
Yes.
Amir, would you like to go first?
Yes. Let me see what TV predictions. Let's see what I can come up with, honey. Let me think. Okay. So I like to come up with the crazy predictions, as you know. So I think what's going to happen is Adam is going to fast track the baby timeline, because you know he's wanted a baby. And what Rez is going to do is use this as an opportunity to be like, look how solid our relationship is, bitch. And like, be like, we're going to have a baby. We're going to get a surrogate. Like, we're doing it. And he's going to kind of like, that's going to get like fired up. And then I think that the whole hair thing is too good to be true. I don't really trust the investors. Something about them seemed off. I feel like either Rez is going to lose some money or things are going to go south with that business deal. And then I think Shervin is going to be a little bit more involved. He's kind of come back as a more established character this season, and I think we're going to see more of him. So that's kind of my prediction there.
Nice. Oh gosh. Okay. I mean, I feel like I only have one, and it's just fresh on my mind because Sam has been DMing me, and I feel like hopefully he's going to come back and we're going to see more with Destiny and Sam. I really want that to happen. So I'm hoping that's going to happen. And then I'm just really curious to see how this whole pregnancy thing goes down with Gigi. She's obviously going to get pregnant. How's it going to happen? Are we going to see the in vitro process, everything else? So I'm excited to see that.
I think that the MJ Reza combo is going to go completely south. I don't see it ending next at all. I think we're going to come closer to finding out the truth about Destiny's role in all of this. And I think Sam's going to play Destiny. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I think he looks like the biggest player ever. And he's not going to take it seriously. And I think Destiny thinks it's serious, and he's going to disappoint her.
That's my
thought.
Sorry,
guys.
It's okay, Carla. It's fine. I mean, would I kick Sam out of bed? No.
Me neither.
Would I date him regularly? No.
So,
yeah. Carla, I think you're right. I mean, I think Sam is like a clout chaser a little bit. And I don't think he's really into Destiny, but well, I mean, why wouldn't he be? I'm into Destiny. Okay. I'm not even into girls, but I love that girl. I'm just saying, I don't think Sam is really into her. Destiny, because I love her. But my other prediction also, I don't think MJ is going to take the apology well. I think Reza is going to go in there with an open mind and open heart because he reaches out to her. I think she's going to come in guns blazing. I don't think she's ready to forgive him. Right. I also am excited. We didn't really touch on it this week, but I'm excited to see how Mike's development project will go, because we've seen his business ventures. They don't always go the best. So I really think, you know, I'm excited for him to make his parents proud. They put a lot of pressure on him and, you know, telling him what to do. I'm excited to see how the development project goes. I think it'll be a success.
I hope so. I really hope so. His parents put way too much pressure on it. I hope that with Paulina, because she has a lot of business acumen and she's very successful. Yeah. Hopefully they can work together. And Mike is capable. He just has to get an opportunity to, like, prove himself. So hopefully this is it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, that is all we have today. I'm so excited for next week. MJ and Reza, guys, we've been waiting all season for this sit down episode. I can't wait to watch it. Don't forget to tune in, guys. We are live every single Wednesday or Tuesday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So tune into the live chat if you can. If not, comment below. But wherever you are, tune in, get involved in the conversation. And you can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms. Carla, where can they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at Carla L. Contreras and Twitter at Carla _C.
Cute.
Amir?
Yes, you can find me at AmirYoss_ on all social media platforms. But please go to TikTok because I just put so much work into these videos. Give me some love.
I love.
Yes, I put hours. And come back next week, please. We have Shervin and Sam. It's going to be so fun. Can't wait.
I cannot wait. And you guys can find me in the meantime over on Instagram. I'm at Ashley Foltz. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it.